I want to share just a few minutes, and they will be few, but I want to take you into Psalm 63. And I would like to share with you the preciousness of the third verse in particular. Because your love is better than life. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Today, as we have gathered here and as we have listened to one another, as we have seen the testimony of different people in this gathering, we have been blessed. Lips have glorified the Lord. Why? How did this happen? Why did one stand and say, God is blessing my ministry? Why did another stand and say, be sure to stand up and teach and speak for Christ? You're not glued to your seat. Why did another stand and say, all these people, remember the cloud of witnesses around us? And so on and on. How God has been working in my heart, said one. How God is working in my life, said another. How God is changing my life and my soul, said someone else. And then two groups of missionaries, two couples told us, we're going to Italy to speak. We're going to the campus to speak. Why? Because his love is better than life. A young man converted at a meeting I was preaching at years ago, decided that he would take the gospel to the very ghetto area where he had been king, where he'd been quite a ruler in his own right. And one evening, he was stabbed to death. I was invited to help conduct the funeral. And as I listened to the different people speaking about this young man's death, the same sister that had come to me, the same mother that had come to me and said, we're praying for the conversion of our son, stood amongst those people and said all kinds of things about their son and their brother. And as they spoke of him, they did so in great terms of how he taught the gospel to the people in the ghetto area of Southend in Eastern England, in Southeast England. They told the story. And they said, in as many words as our text, because of the love, his lips would speak the glory. Because love was better than life, Jim Elliot speaking to the Anka Indians, trying to take the message of salvation down there with Nat Saint and others, was speared to death. Love is better than life. That is the love of God, the love of Jesus. Is better than life. What life have you been living? What life are you living? The love of Jesus is better than the life you've been living. You may be a very sinful, failing person. You may be a most unsuccessful character. You may be a person without very much hope in life. And yet you will discover the love of Jesus is greater than your failure and greater than all the wretchedness and guilt of life. There are some people that are arguing this very day, and the beginning of the summit meetings are taking place in Switzerland at this very hour, and people are saying something like this: unless the two great powers come together, and unless the two great powers agree together, then catastrophe will reach the globe in which we are situate. And that's not actually true. That is not the salvation of this world. It is not salvation that two people, two leaders of two great countries come together and make an agreement, and so the world is saved. 2,000 years ago, Jesus did battle with the devil, not man, and won. And his love is greater than life. Greater than life. The very best a foreign country can do to our country is to blast us into eternity. And for those that are in Christ, that's great grace. For me to die is great gain. So why do I get all of a dither over it? I shall be with Jesus. I wish I could bring Christians to the place where Christians would understand that death is just a very matter-of-fact thing of leaving this body and gaining an absolutely new body and living forever with their Lord. I wish people would really believe what they say and not get into such a blind panic when death faces them. I wish I could take Christians that get into such a tizzy over the fact that their bodies are decaying and they will be buried and they are in a panic simply because suddenly they realize, I am going to die. My dear friend, you will die. Unless Jesus comes before, you will die. Your body will be laid in a grave. It will disintegrate. It will happen. But Jesus comes. And when he comes, that body will come together in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. It shall be resurrected. It shall be with Jesus and will be changed into the gloriousness of his glorious body and will be forever with our Lord. Do you love him? His love has reached you wherever you are, whoever you are, however you are. His love is reaching out to you right now, this very moment. This very moment, and it's much stronger, it's much better, it's much more powerful, it's much more involving than life itself. Jesus said, I am life. It's a very important thing to remember. Oh, if there were time, I would take you into a great exegesis as I had planned to go all the way through this glorious psalm. But there isn't time for that. I just want to share with you this one very blatant, glorious fact. Because of the love of God, because your love is better than life, my lips, isn't it a glorious saying, will glorify you. All of you who are not missionaries, all of you who are not preachers and preacherettes, can I talk with you for a moment? Isn't it good to be in the family of God? Isn't it lovely to know that our Lord Jesus is coming very soon and he's going to gather us all up together? Isn't it lovely to know that those that have recently died and gone on ahead will not in any way hinder us from who are alive and remain for going up with the Lord Jesus? For everything will be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, just in a sparkle. Everything will be altered. Those that are alive and remain will be gathered up just immediately, it seems, as those who are dead already, and we shall all go up into glory, into the presence of Jesus. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. What a precious Lord we have. Do you reciprocate that love? Do you turn to him and do you approach him? Do you come to him? Have you ever taken this tack with your Lord? Have you ever said, Lord Jesus Christ, I have failed. I confess my sin. Cleanse me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Have you? Have you ever said, when you've been flat on your face and you know that you blew it, and you know that things that you did and said you should never have done and should never have mentioned, and you know that things are wrong, and you know that your life is out of kilter, and you know that the imagination of your life is running a rampant course of its own, and it needs to be corralled, and it needs to be pulled in, and it needs to be checked and rearranged. Have you ever said, Lord Jesus Christ, here's my life, O take and seal it for thy courts above? My dear friend, today, just now, in this family, in this atmosphere of being in the family, you may come to that place where you say, Lord, because of your love, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. My lips will praise you. My lips will honor you. Great is our Lord, and greatly to be praised. Thank you for coming here today. Thank you for being so kind today. But don't go away as you came. Allow the mercy of Jesus to take hold of your life. Allow the tenderness of his loving embrace to grasp you and to hold you and to keep you and to love you. Allow him to do that now. The moment I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask you when I pray, just to quietly say, Lord Jesus, I just need you. I need you to love me. and let him do that, will you? As I pray, just say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. Will you do that? Let's pray together. Lord, we have needs. Some of us have spoken of our needs, some of us have not. Some of us, Lord, have prayed and openly wept before you about our needs, and some of us have not. Some of us, Lord, recognize our needs, and some of us simply don't. Quietly do we come to you now. Lord, we would cry, I have sinned. I've come short of your glory. Give us the grace and the ability at that point in our lives, Father, to throw ourselves at your mercy. Lord God, have mercy upon me. With King David, we would pray, wash us. Wash us that we may be white like snow. Create within us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Create within us the desire to be holy, the desire to be pure, the desire that shall say, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our blessed Savior. Amen.